We are inundated with propaganda fabricating one engineered New World Order crisis directive after another.
Musk announced the decision after conducting an online poll. He tweeted, quote, "The people have spoken. Amnesty begins next week."
You know, the Russians are waiting for something like this. They need a propaganda campaign against the United States and against our support for Ukraine. And they're going to be all over Twitter. I guarantee this. Supporting the far right.
So I think the idea that, forget it, this is over, it isn't. We have an updated vaccine booster that we want to do, but the uptake of that is you know, less than 15%. It's somewhere between 11 and 15%. We've got to do better than that.
And as the Mockingbird media sets the bait while preening itself with million-dollar salaries.
I'm not saying all rural voters are extreme, but you just brought up rural voters that came out.
Ordinary humans continue to ask far more intriguing questions that will never be asked or answered in prime time for fear of being labeled a conspiracy theory. Massive questions like, why are animals and insects all over the world suddenly forming moving concentric circles, from sheep to turtles to turkeys? Earlier this month, the Chinese state news outlet People's Daily posted this video from the Chinese Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. The flock of sheep had been going in circles for more than 10 days. Could it possibly be a reaction to the progress of the Higgs boson particle collider, creating the God particle at CERN? Could it be that Earth's magnetic poles are shifting? Or is it phase two of Operation Lockstep, where a ramped-up 5G attacks the immune system of those that took the vaccines, sending the world's animal kingdom with varying degrees of natural magnetism into circular repetition? After witnessing this video of ants reacting to a cell phone ringing, Australian entomologist Nigel Andrew from the University of New England surmised that a lot of ants use magnetism to orientate themselves. They have magnetic receptors in their antennae. If they're traveling long distances, they use magnetic cues from Earth to know if they are going north, east, south, or west. Phase two of Operation Lockstep calls for more 5G radiation to affect the immune system of the public, combined with the heavy metals found in the vaccines.
This video clip is an example of the phenomenon using pendulum oscillators of different phases on a common platform suddenly sync up given enough time. Toxic symptoms, information, can be transmitted to and from individuals or the group very efficiently even if they move away from the initial source. The bodies of the injected provide the electrical power, like a battery, to continue resonating these fields, effectively turning them into wireless repeaters, routers. We're witnessing lethal damage by EMF irradiation. The more graphene oxide, the greater the damage. The contagion is not a contagion because there is no pathogen.
Other early signs of phase two within human civilization include non-compliant COVID fines being replaced with jail time. Most non-essential travel will be placed under lockdown. There will be an increase of military checkpoints.
These signs either side of the road with the red in between painted on the road are showing up all around the exit roads to the main townships in the Tablelands. And this is the base. It can be changed into a roadblock.
And more large-scale food shortages, which will force people to only be able to access essential products or services if they are awarded permission. Crushing discrimination against dissenters by corporations and banks, and the implementation of central bank digital currencies. They must roll out phase two while the momentum of the reality of the COVID lockdowns remains unprocessed. But of course, many have realized that the flu numbers don't add up, and that dying suddenly has become far too common, while protests continue to surge worldwide. And they must be stopped before phase three results in the release of a weaponized SARS-HIV-MERS virus that could make a nuclear war look like sympathy. John Bound reported.
Incredibly powerful report, dead on. Lockstep phase two, New World Order going loud, animals react, man die video.
December 2022 is here.
And we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners had really asked for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two, going right back to your phone calls. I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this Wednesday, November 30th transmission. Well, Elon Musk just came out and tweeted that he's found evidence of election meddling in the last few elections at Twitter. I mean, we know that was going on, but this is a big, big deal. We'll be tracking and following that as we go along. We already know from all the documents that have come out in congressional hearings that they're literally in there suppressing any pro-conservative, pro-nationalist, pro-Christian, pro-populist movements. They're suppressing any questions of elections. They are suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop. You all know about that, but it just goes on and on. While they then claim that conservatives are suppressing things, and the very same tech companies are on record helping China suppress its population. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. We've got so much more on the real estate market crashing and Oath Keepers verdict and the Russia situation in Ukraine, American job numbers. We've got so much to cover today, but right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Russell in Oregon, thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to follow up with the conversation from yesterday. You were taking calls on Elon, and something that I didn't hear mentioned was how he's implementing the blue check process for any user for $8 a month. It's basically going to create a digital ID identifies a person. There won't be the opportunity to do such.
Well, that's right. He said over and over again that he wants a universal app like China has to track everybody in lifetime. So he wants Internet X to be dominant. So he's luring people in to pay monthly to have an Internet ID. Great, great point.
That's exactly it, Alex. And once you do that, you're not only verifying your own personal identification, but you're tying it to your bank account. And there is the foundation for the whole social credit score. He says WeChat is kick-ass. He is specifically wanting to make Twitter the X everything app.
And for folks who don't know, start over and explain. WeChat's the thing the Chinese communists use to control everybody, and they make everybody use for the social credit score. Explain, he admits in videos that's his goal.
Yes, sir. And WeChat also is connected to the vaccine passport. It's the QR code that turns colors to allow movement between different districts. The lockdowns, it's all, controlled on the WeChat app. Your bank account, your, Uber, food delivery, everything, can be turned on and off.
That's right. And there is a race by governments and corporations to be the first to get the universal worldwide ID in for all the control and the social credit score and the carbon tax and the universal basic income. And absolutely, that just shows that Elon claims he wants all this freedom because he knows freedom's popular. He wants everybody to come sign up with him to become shackled.
Exactly. And he has specifically said those things. He's in favor of vaccines, the carbon tax, and the universal basic income. He also has been promoting Dogecoin. And we got to wonder, is that going to be the foundational currency for, you know, working with...
Well, that's right. He's trying to create a total economy where he controls the cars, he controls the energy, he controls the banking, he controls the internet, he controls the satellite, he controls the connections. He wants a unified system of control. He's got heavy backing behind him, and it's obviously the New World Order. They're playing good cop, bad cop. There's no doubt now. Thank you so much, Russell. But in the interim, it'll seem like the new Wall West would be great. Let's go ahead and talk to Kim in Wisconsin. Kim, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm one of your many foot soldiers for 24-plus years. 10 years ago, I wrote something and couldn't finish it. I called you a couple months ago about conspiracy of silence, and within 20 minutes, I finished it. Here it is. If a plane does not fly, it cannot spread poison. If a boss is bad, he can be fired. If bad guys are in tanks underground, do not let them out. To let this keep happening, expecting change, is that not insanity? As soon as the strong men and women rise and stand, the meek, weak men and women will fall and crumble. Then we win. Keep the faith and love you all.
God bless you. Anything else you'd like to add?
Elon Musk is evil.
Thank you so much, Kim, for the call. Look, there's no doubt that they're bringing out a world ID and a control system to control our social activity and shut down all of the independent economy. So it's all bad. It's not the technology's bad, but the whole thing's being directed from on top to centralize control. The future is decentralization. They're creating the false future of centralization. The future, let's get ahead of it now, where everybody's going to run to will be communities, farming communities, independent barter communities, and they're going to try to make that illegal. But we've got to start forming and start building those communities now ahead of this. As bad as America is, it's where the big final battleground will be. We're still the freest country in the world, as bad as we are. Thank you for the call, Kim. Paul in Florida, go ahead.
Alex, you're the best.
God bless you.
You've changed my life, and thank God I started listening to you right before the COVID thing. But I think I've written more notes in the last 2 years than I have in 4 years of college. I think my question is, if they steal the election in Georgia, it shows their power. Are they going to pull something? I don't think there's going to be an election in 2024. They're going to pull something big before that.
I totally agree. The quickening's here. The gloves are off. The New World Order is not doing well. They're being opposed everywhere. Their rollout's in trouble. That's why they're playing good cop, bad cop with Musk. But still, they're fully committed. And so people better realize things only get worse by submitting to the system and pretending like everything's going to be okay and the good old days are coming back. The good old days don't come back until the New World Order is defeated.
There you go. Right. One more question. I got 30 of your books, and I want to give them out. Have any suggestions? I threw a couple in library slots. I don't know if you're going to take them or not, but I think that's the best way to get your word out is give away books.
I agree, brother, and we're going to try to come up with some bulk deal to sell them very close to cost so people can buy them in bulk and donate to libraries. But I think leave one in the dental office. Leave one at a barber shop. Leave one at church. Donate them to the library. Or go to the city council or county commission and talk for your 3 minutes about the Great Reset and the War for the World and tell people, look up Klaus Schwab's quotes about capturing countries, capturing democracies, cutting the people out. It's on his Wikipedia. He says, we don't want the public in control. We're capturing your governments. And so just push back and use any venue you can to speak out.
Spread the truth.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much for being who you are.
No, Paul, thank you so much, brother. God bless you. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Tony in Chicago. Tony, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
You know, I'm actually in the fight. My spirit feels really good. I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Amen. You're in the right. God has put you right there, smack there, where you're at. Don't question that, and I know you don't. And anybody listening to Tony Cisneros from Chicago, I know this as a fact. God has made Alex Jones who he is, set him up where he's at, and we need to all agree with him and fight the good fight of faith, not only against Satan and the powers of darkness, the powers, kingdom, and forces of darkness, but against the globalists, the international socialist, communist, whatever you want to call it. It is a great conspiracy. I've known about it. Even since 1963, I remember as a little boy watching the Flintstones when Walter Cronkite came on and said, the president has been shot. And they said assassin. They never said singular assassin. They said plural. when the first news reports came on. Then they tried to scrub that. But nevertheless, I just want to say God bless you. Continue to fight the good fight. We're still secretly here in Chicago trying to get back the power that we had before under the first Richard Daley. And I'm not saying he was perfect, but at least he was for the family. He was for the old.
Well, that's right. Anybody under attack we know is good.
God bless you. Hey, listen, with China, of course, I attended Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. I would have attended Harvard Law School where my uncle, Henry Cisneros, went. He was a sociology major. He became HUD secretary, and I know the housing issue. They tried to make him the scapegoat, but, of course, he's not now in the public.
He exposed the private Federal Reserve and a lot of good stuff.
Oh, yes. Wow. Well, listen, I just want to say that the China situation, Chiang Kai-shek,
hold on, Tony. Don't hang up. I got to go to break. These are hard breaks. Don't hang up. And then Carlos in Texas and so many more. Stay there, Tony. We're coming right back to you. Band.video, folks. He's got all the forbidden videos. Band.video. Share that link. We'll be right back.
Now ask Mark Zuckerberg that question, which is more valuable, your money or your vote or your country or this world or the corruption that is taking over every single county in this nation? And then you look into your own soul and you look back at yourself in the mirror and realize that you are the cancer that is tearing this nation apart. Good day.
Journal with Harrison Smith. The Alex Jones Show. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Someone compared me to Socrates, which is a compliment, but he was vilified. He ended up poisoning himself in Athens. And the charge against him, if you read about his poisoning and his arrest, they said he was corrupting the youth. But he wasn't corrupting them. He was inspiring them to challenge authority. He was inspiring them to think for themselves. When you have the youth, the masculine youth of the world, thinking for themselves, that's pretty scary to authority. Because it's the masculine youth of the world that is, one, the revolutionaries, and two, also, that's the backbone of the slave force. If you need people to go die in a ditch in Afghanistan, you need them. More than you need the feminists and the liberals, you need the real men to go out there to purport and prop up a system. And if enough of these men stand in one place and say, this is enough, that's when a revolution happens. So this is the most dangerous group of the demographic that the Matrix and the people are trying to control, and they have to have a narrative over, and that's why they're trying to weaken them in every regard.
As an all-star fighter, businessman, motivational speaker, and philanthropist, Andrew Tate has truly earned the title of Top G. But there's another title Andrew Tate holds that has enraged the globalist. He is consecutively the most Googled man in the world in the last 2 years. And that's because his message is about human and specifically male empowerment. Now, Andrew Tate is taking his fight to empower and supercharge men to the next level. Introducing Top G Supplements. We are proud to introduce and sponsor the Top G line of supplements by Andrew Tate and his crew. Feared opponent, increases testosterone levels, promotes physical strength and energy, and elevates male libido. Unmatched perspicacity is the smart nutrient powerhouse to take your mind and focus to the next level. Sheer indefatigability, the new kid on the block of nutraceutical brain science for cognitive function. Scientifically researched quality, now available at AndrewTatePower.com. Discover the entire amazing line at AndrewTatePower.com today.
My life is a fight. What do you mean I'm not fighting a battle? I'm fighting a battle against the oppression of humankind.
AndrewTatePower.com. The only way you fail is not taking action. AndrewTatePower.com.
They see me as a threat because of my mass influence. And me being positive in and of itself is also a threat to the establishment because they don't want people to be happy. They want you to be semi-depressed and sad and miserable because when you're sad, you're self-obsessed.
And you're distracted.
You're distracted and you're self-obsessed. When you're sad, you're sitting at home, me, 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 me. It makes you very selfish. Yeah. You don't care about your community when you're sad. Yeah. So the fact that I have mass influence and I can just make people feel better is a threat to them. They don't want me to make people feel better. They talk about men's mental health and pretend to care. But when I come along and genuinely help and stop people from committing suicide, they delete me. They don't want that. They want everybody semi-depressed. They want you miserable. They want you distracted so that you're too busy crying your eyes out in a room somewhere so they can just continue to run the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Revelations. John the Revelator is on the island of Patmos, and out of the sky comes a pyramid ship, and an angel walks off and says, here's a vision of what the enemy's going to do, try to enslave humanity and kill the entire population. Look into the future. And there was world government and what's described as like robots and mass death and hologram images of the beast giving orders and the Antichrist with the power to do miracles and heal the sick. And how they rolled out the beast system with a symbol in the hand and the forehead to buy and sell. And it was a human number or biometrics off your eye, off your face, off your hand. Let he who have understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And now here we are 2,000 years later, and literally there's a race by these big corporations and governments and dictatorships to create a one-world government digital currency that tracks everything you do. And Klaus Schwab says you will scan your hand or your face at first, and then they will inject nanotech into you so you can't even escape it with your number. And then you must worship the beast, the Bible says, to be able to buy and sell. You don't just take the mark. You have to worship the beast. That means dedicate yourself. Do what it says. That's the social credit score. You must supplicate yourself. And at first, it's easy. Just don't be a Nazi. Well, I'm against Nazis. And then it's give us your kids. Take this in your body. Euthanize yourself. You know, I saw this last week and haven't gotten to it yet, but I'm going to play it coming up. Last segment of this hour. Remind me, crew. And they're running ads in Canada, paid for by the government, government ads saying killing yourself is so beautiful. Come to the government today and we'll kill you. And you watch it and it seems like satire or a joke, but it's not satire. It's not a joke. It's real. So as Tucker Carlson said last Friday, everything is the fight to stop this system coming in. But the Bible and the transmission we were sent by the big guys' messengers was this is how the enemy, a fallen species on your planet, the devil and his legions, who are right outside visual light, just like you can't, a block of uranium that's radioactive, you can't see the radiation coming off that's going to kill you, but it's there. And just like this interdimensional attack, all the globalists know this, Elon Musk talks about it, is right there. You just can't see it in the visual eye. And it is trying to get us through free will to destroy ourselves while building it the technological escape system. Because we're actually way more advanced than this fallen thing. And it's all right there in the Bible, but your controlled church won't tell you because they're controlled. Not even because they're part of it, but they were through the seminary and the Rockefeller Foundation, the World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches. They don't tell you what's there and what the ancient Christians knew and what the cultures before the Christians knew, the Sumerians, the Egyptians. It's all right there. The Vedics, the Indians all know this. It's in their history books, for God's sakes. So when you see a movie like Prometheus, they're telling you what this is. The engineers come here, that we're a bad experiment to get rid of us. So I know I digress and I'll go back to your phone calls. But the government of Canada put out ads. Help is available. We'll help you die peacefully. 833-456-4566. You know, we ought to call that number coming up. In fact, let's do that next hour. We're going to call that live on air next hour. Remind me. Yeah, we'll hit that next hour. But I said I go to your calls. You're doing a good job going to calls. Let me get back to your calls. But you could say, well, that's just the Bible saying that. I mean, sure, it's coming true exactly like it says, but the enemy's just using it as a blueprint of control. That's what they believe. See, it's a mind trick. Oh, God's not real, but we're going to do what this book says because we think it's a great plan to control people. Whether it's a self-fulfilling prophecy or not, I'll just give you that, even though I know it's not. I know it's real. Let's just say it's self-fulfilling. Why the hell would you go along with that by pretending you're part of the power structure? Everything you do, watch and controlled. Digital systems telling you what you can spend, what you can do. And then praising you when you do anti-human things, when you do destructive things to yourself and others. And punishing you when you do good, honorable, wholesome things. Not a good friend. A interdimensional force that is not in control of our dimension, but that needs to manipulate us from its dimension to destroy ourselves. It's very simple. And it's there. And it's happening. And we are so far superior to this, it's a joke. And that's the good news to the enemy. Our spirits are anchored in the third dimension, but that's our feet. Our souls are reaching up to the fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, and some of us higher, to the apex, the paramount of the 11th and 12th dimension and Godhead. And we are below that, and our spirit is in that fulcrum zone, tethered here in the third jump point dimension. And if Satan and his minions can convince you to crawl down to where they're at and through your free will decide to be imprisoned by them in not the third dimension, but a fallen false dimension, they've created their own synthetic false reality or simulation, which isn't even in God's 12th dimensional universe. So you must decide in free will to understand that you are in the higher dimensions and that you're only tethered here, and the threats against your body, the threats against everything are nothing but a bluff to trick your actual soul that your mind simply interfaces with in the third dimension to give up and give them power when they don't have the power. They shoot me in the head tomorrow. That wasn't me. That was simply a third dimensional manifestation of the incredible creature of energy and light that I am. And so are you. So as fallen and twisted as your body is, from whatever you've gone through or whatever's happened or the genetic attacks on your ancestors, it doesn't matter. Inside of you is the core and the connection. Like a anchor on the bottom of the ocean is at the third dimension, and up that chain to the top is that buoy visible to God. You have to decide, no matter how damaged you are, if you can still feel the Holy Spirit, still see the light on the top of the water, if you can swim to the surface, then you will be in God's universe and you can beat these people. But you've got to realize you're eternal. You've got to realize your free will is the most powerful thing in the universe because God gave it to you. And you've got to make the spiritual interdimensional decision to say, I choose you, and then say, help me. And God will reach out and grab by the hand and will drag you out of that and put you under his wings, and you will be total peace and completion. But you had to be given the free will first. You must pass this test. We'll be right back to your calls.
December 2022 is here, and we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners had really asked for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now, your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So
get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me tell you about all the latest specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me go down the list here. Now, again, folks, you came through yesterday and shopped at InfoWarsStore.com, so I'm going to be able to take the truck out.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, for sharing it. We're going to be going over 2 hours as well. It's a huge success. Big up to the crew behind me. Big up to the writers in the studio putting up the story at InfoWars.com. Remember, folks, if you like this, go shop at InfoWarsStore.com. They're trying to shut us down. It's so funny, they all come out and are like, oh, you owe $1 trillion. You owe $2 trillion, $3 trillion. Oh, really? So we've got you, and that's all we need.
InfoWarsStore.com. No big groups funding us. It's just you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on the air. And, of course, the big specials live right now. If you're a fan of any of these supplements from InfoWarsStore.com, now is the time to make a purchase. Listen to these big discounts. The Whole Food Multivitamin is 40% off. This has been a top seller. You know, we really don't even market it that much, but Whole Food Multivitamins are so popular right now in the supplement industry. People are just finding ours and realizing it's the best out there. Vitamin D3 gummies, 40% off, but selling out quickly. Winter is here. You got to make sure you're getting your vitamin D. Great way to do it is the vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. Vitamin Z plus zinc, same story, folks. Build that immune system up. Vitamin C plus zinc, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Flagship supplement. Fizzy Magnesium, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, I took my Brain Force Plus today, 60% off. Organic Greens, Fiber Caps, 50% off. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, almost sold out, but 40% off. Alpha Power, almost sold out, but 40% off. The Immune Support Formula, 40% off. Again, that's great here. Winter months coming around, you know, cold season, flu season. Support your immune system naturally. Bezo Beat Complete, 40% off. Limited supply on that, but still in stock. Ultimate fish oil, 40% off, and so much more. Don't forget about the additional 10% with coupon code 1776.
Oh, hi, I'm Bill Gates. I want to give you some shots that are going to kill a lot of people and do hurt you, but we're going to be indemnified by governments, taxpayers. Also, my dad did run Planned Parenthood, and I do believe in depopulation and killing old people, but it's okay because I'm wearing a pink sweater. And you notice who works for me, Mark Zuckerberg, wears a pink sweater too. And now all of his money's tax-free as well. And he wants you to take shots as well. So, if you don't take the shots we want to give you, we're going to have you taken off the internet for now. And you won't be able to leave your house unless you take the shots. So take the shots, because there's just too many people. I'm Bill Gates reminding you, don't go to band.video and just do what I say. We need more childhood death, okay? Bye-bye. And I almost forgot, I'm wearing a pink sweater.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Tony in Chicago. Thanks for holding. Go ahead and finish your point, sir.
Yes. Okay. I also wanted to, last I called in, of course, I spoke with Owen, and I gave my opinion on Elon. I said he needs to either put up or shut up, and he didn't put up, and he needs not to shut up. And I believe and I agree with one of that female caller that said he's evil, so. He showed us two colors, Alex, and from what I've seen from him, unless he makes a roundabout turn and really stands with you and accepts you and brings you back to Twitter, I'd have nothing to do with him, seriously. But nevertheless, there's so much that's been going on within the Chicago area where the true patriots that are still there, and trust me, Trump had a lot of supporters in Chicago. They were just afraid to come out because if they did, they'd be attacked by the Antifa, by the BLM. And even when I was in the Pride Parade, I remember I protested against them. I actually marched in the parade. We hoisted up our scripture verses, and we protested against the parade. And they said that I hijacked them. No, I didn't hijack the parade. I just stood for the truth, the whole truth.
No, that's right. You exercised your First Amendment. God bless you, Tony. Before I go to more callers, since you mentioned Elon Musk, again, Is he opening up Twitter to get everybody to go there so he has the biggest group to later double-cross him? I don't know. I think overall, I don't trust him. But I told you when he said I would not be returned a few weeks ago, I said it's because the EU is threatening to ban Twitter and basically charge him criminally. Here it is, Reuters today. EU warns Musk that Twitter faces ban over content moderation. And it goes, Brinton told Musk he must adhere to the checklist of rules, including ditching an arbitrary approach to reinstated banned users and agreeing to an extensive independent audit of the platform by next year, according to the report. So the globalist, communist, totally corrupt, unelected EU. That's the EU saying he previously urged Musk to comply with the landmark EU rules against online hate speech, disinformation, which means anything they say you can't say. The European Commission's Justice Chief Director had also voiced similar statements. So there you go, the EU controlling what can happen with American companies. This is out of control, but Congress sits there and won't stand up against the EU, so it's allowed to happen, just like China's involved, controlling much of our internet and media because Congress won't get involved. So Congress knows exactly what's going on. Carlos in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's always good to talk to you. What I wanted to get to this morning is I want to mention that we have to work in our municipalities, in our city councils. We got to stand up. They are increasing the clergy response program meetings. I want to get that out there. They're gearing up for something. My dad's a pastor in Houston. He hasn't told me exactly what they're gearing up for, but they're telling him that they need to work together with the local government once again, you know, in case they're
working. For folks that don't know, they have a secret, now public, Pentagon CIA program to train and give little ID cards to the clergy to suppress people, to turn in their guns, take shots. It's all we have the newscasts admitting it. And you're saying you've got family being fired up and they're getting them ready for some big event about to happen.
Yes, they're not saying exactly what it is, but they, you know,
I love, I'm not knocking your father, but your father won't tell his son what they're secretly preparing him for. Just think about that, folks.
No. So they're telling them, they're not telling them exactly what's going to happen. They're just telling them to gear up for something's around the corner. They're just increasing the meetings. They're having two meetings a week right now with a whole bunch of, renowned pastors in the Houston area and just telling them to get prepared. Mind you, Lena Hidalgo and all these people, just like all those blue municipalities, they stole all those elections. They kept everything open to stay in power so they can do maybe another round.
What you're saying is so important because that's my intel. They've got Army Special Operations, all these community groups geared up saying something big is coming. What do you think that may be?
I think they're going to try to bring their COVID lockdowns back, but they're going to try to anally rape us again, unfortunately. Well, not us, but they want to do like what they're doing in China. They want to try it here. I don't think they're going to fare too well in Texas, though.
Well, that's exactly what Klaus Schwab said. Klaus Schwab said China is coming to your town. Thank you, Carlos. Amazing call. Let's talk to Donnie in California. Thank you.
Alex, we love you.
Love you.
Joe Biden, you wouldn't trust him running a lemonade stand, and he's our president. I have a feeling I've had a feeling for a long time he's just a face or a puppet for people behind the scenes that we might not even know exist. And I was just wondering if you could give me some insight on who is actually running our country. You know, they try to make it look like it's Joe Biden, but who is really behind the scenes?
Well, I mean, British intelligence is, but the Brits don't run it. The British Empire was the biggest thing in the world until after World War II. It merged with the United States intelligence groups. It uses roundtables at every major government level that then have regional and local roundtables that take orders and then compartmentalize it down to the bottom. And so it's the old British Empire basically runs the world. It's a consortium of every group, major organizations, the communist Chinese, you know, the different globalist organizations, Hollywood, all the different ethnic mafias, leaders are involved in it, or they're shut down. And so all the major mafias work for it. It's just incredible.
Wow. Thank you. God bless, and us as a people, let's use our voices and our hearts and do the right thing.
Absolutely. Remember, compliance with the New World Order is death. Censorship is death. Do not comply. Build your own communities now. Warn people what's going down. God bless you, Donnie. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, thanks for calling.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good, brother.
Okay, Alex Jones, you should lead by example. And what I'm talking about, you preached to us about how that man was going to lose his apartment in Canada. How many homeless people have you housed since then? Before I get to human trafficking and human organ trafficking.
All right, well, let's just stop and unpack that. I heard a clip 2 weeks ago where they're saying this man doesn't have money for his apartment, so he should kill himself in Canada. And I was saying how, in fact, I'll play it next segment. I said I would. And I was saying that was evil. The churches and other folks should take care of this guy, and we shouldn't have the government killing people. And now you're saying it's my fault. And you know what? You got a good point. I try to help people as much as I can, but I should do more. Thank you for reproving me.
Hey, please don't turn down my volume. Let me speak. Don't censor me. Let me speak.
Hold on. Hold on a minute. Hold on just a second. Oh, put him on hold. Sir, I didn't screen your call. You're on air. I said, you have reproved me. I am bad. Okay? I got it. I'm a bad person. I got that part. Now, I responded to your first claim. Then you claim I'm censoring you when I'm not, which is a false statement. Make your next claim.
Take your Rolex watch off your wrist and give it to your call screener because he only got one suit and he needs a raise. He needs a show of his own.
Sir, I remember you called, hold on, you called 10 years ago saying you believe in a pre-tribulation rapture and you've called in ever since angry at me, okay?
Yeah, this is Bible Dan, and you refuse.
No, hold on. So here's the deal, Bible Dan. The world government's here. The mark of the beast is here. When you're in the middle of the Antichrist world government, are you still going to believe there's a pre-tribulation rapture?
Hey, listen. You don't want to talk to me because you know I will expose you. You don't know your Bible. You go to...
Hey, you're a Pharisee. I get it. You're better than me. I appreciate you, Bible Dan. You're better than me. I'm a devil. God's going to judge me, not you. There you go. Guy hadn't gotten it on the show in a couple of years, been calling in for a decade. Okay, Bible Dan, we're all going to get raptured out when the Antichrist shows up and y'all get the mark of the beast. It's all here. Bible doesn't say that. Bible says at the end, when Jesus returns and the archangel ties up the devil, that the dead in Christ are raptured. A two-year-old could read that. But you love your doctrine so much that you call up and indict me and say, I'm a devil because I don't agree with not knowing your Bible. Hey, great, man. I get it. You're the good guy. I'm the bad guy. Let's just move on from that. Bible Dan always calls in, lies about who he is, whatever. If they said Bible Dan, I'd go to him. He just, that's not very Christian, Bible Dan. Such a sad situation. I love you, Bible Dan. Teach me how to be a good man. More calls coming up straight ahead. Wait, go.
Free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com is now back. For more than 6 months, we've not had free shipping. But free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com for all orders $50 or greater. We had to get rid of it for a while because of financial issues, but now we've signed a deal with one of the top shipping companies in the nation, and so we can do free shipping on orders $50 or more, and all of the regular orders below that are up to half the cost shipping was previously. So we've got extremely competitive shipping now, which is going to lower the price across the board of all the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And on top of that, the biggest sale of the year, the Mega Blowout Sale going right through Christmas, is running right now, up to 60% off with promo code 1776 and double Patriot points on your next order. That's an additional 10% off that you save each time you order at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's finally back. Free shipping on orders of $50 or more, and the regular orders, you're going to see the shipping dramatically, massively cut. We worked hard to get this done. I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now while you still can to get things like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vaso Beats, Ultra 12, the list goes on and on. And all these products are going to stay at huge discount right through Christmas. The issue is X2, X3, BioTruth Selenium, Wake of America Coffee. So many of the products have already sold out. And so we'll keep the sale going, but in a week or so,
A bunch of the best-selling products will be gone, like DNA Force Plus, Vitamineral Fusion, Bodies, and others. So take advantage of this sale. Get free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Enrich your immune system, empower your body, make your life richer, and keep us on air. Please take action. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping is back. Lavrov went public last night and said, we are at war with NATO. NATO's at war with us. And this is going to escalate very quickly into a nuclear war. You think that would be bigger news? It's in some newspapers, but it should be the top story ever. That's a big deal.
This video in its entirety right now at band.video.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
To the town of our free, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24. And the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more.
1 in 19 more.
Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona Ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red.
We are back live, my friends.
Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red.
Broadcasting worldwide.
But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead.
I want to go back to your phone calls, but I first want to hit what the last caller raised. Canada's government is pushing not just assisted suicide, but the government pushing suicide on people. And they ran a 30-second ad produced by the Canadian government that is right out of a dystopic movie. There was a great film made more than a decade ago by a Mexican director, I forget his name, Children of Men.
about a dystopic future where the general public sterilized and there's a collapse of the governments worldwide into total tyranny. And they have TV ads you see on the televisions when people are watching TV advertising how great suicide is and how beautiful it is and how you're going to have a great time when you kill yourself and you're out in the beautiful wilderness and you just, that's where they let you kill yourself. You're not allowed to go to the wilderness or leave your pod unless you kill yourself. They take you for a party. It's great. And then they give all these social credits to your family and you kill yourself. So like a radical jihadist blows themselves up or blows their kid up, they get like $1 million, $2 million from the Islamic groups. Well, this is like, we're going to give you credits and your family credits if you kill yourself. Whether you're healthy or not, you can kill yourself. Whether you psychologically, it's an issue, whatever, you can kill yourself. So you watch this 30-second ad. It's a woman. Things are so beautiful. It's so good. They're about to be so good when I kill myself. And they're selling it like, now, come, the government will kill you. And the government says it'll save money. It's so sick. And it's right out of dystopic Hollywood films who are predictively programming people for what's now happening. Here's the disgusting piece of nightmare.
Last breaths are sacred. When I imagine my final days, I see bubbles. I see the ocean. I see music. Even now, as I seek help to end my life, there is still so much beauty. You just have to be brave enough to see it.
All is beauty. Hurry up and kill yourself. You want to see dystopia? That's it happening right now. And the blue states are passing laws for assisted suicide and instantly now pushing it. It's a culture to death. It's a new world order. It's a future world, and we ain't in it. Well, how about we decide we are in it? Jordan in New Jersey, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Peace to you, brother Alex. Thank you for taking my call. And let us old-timers through today. I just wanted to announce Jordan here from CoronaEyes.com, a new video called Plague Riot out on all my platforms, on BitChute, Rumble, and Brighty on TV. I also want to say that I did a podcast on Powder Monkey podcast, which is out there. I urge everybody to look at regarding my research into the nanotech takeover of the human cell and the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm calling today because it's very important I speak to everybody about the secret biological weapons program the United States is running in various foreign countries all across the world under the guise of health and quote-unquote threat reduction. Two main sources here, you have the NIH funding stream of the likes of Barrick, Fauci, EcoHealth Alliance, and then you have the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, DTRA, who are conducting all kinds of different research using the loophole that was basically put into the law that Francis Boyle tried to have enacted, making it seem as though this is some sort of useful purpose for the culturing of all kinds of deadly pathogens that could be unleashed on, you know, unsuspecting populations at will, essentially, in any of these areas. There's hundreds of these labs, essentially. And the Russian and the new video I released called Plague Riot goes through in detail the whole history of, in March of this year, of Russia's attempt to expose these things using UN Security Council, which failed. And I want to implore to you, if you talk to Dr. Boyle, that there is going to be a 9th conference on the Biological Weapons Convention held in Europe this year, December, that a contingent go there and try to have some exposure on these labs, and that there be some American group of notable people, including Dr. Boyle, who obviously authored the biological weapons law, to go ahead and to bring this to the fray in a very public way, so where we get some coverage on this.
Well, so absolutely. Let me just back up what you're saying. This is in Red State News today. CDC Director Walensky seriously thanked Tuskegee study participants for their suffering and sacrifice. Tens of thousands of black men injected with syphilis, allowed to die of it over decades, horrible, excruciating deaths, mental illness, microscopic worms eating your organs and brain, and giving it potentially to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, they don't know. They called it a sacrifice and thanked them for the U.S. government secretly injecting them with this, telling them it was a vaccine. And I'm going to get to that coming up next hour, going back and remembering 30 years ago, Dr. Robert Wilner exposing Fauci for genocide then with HIV. That's coming up next hour as well. But thank you so much for the call, Jordan. Let's talk to Carlos in Canada. Go ahead, Carlos.
Thank you, Alex. I want underlying this whole issue of what we're suffering today is finance. All the instruments of control are related to finance. The killing of elderly and pensions, the cooperation of governments in the fraud of the pension.
And now the whole cashless society, central bank digital currency is about that surveilling and taking full control of every aspect of our lives. Carlos, you're so smart. You've been a guest before. You're a big scientist, doctor of all this. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back. Give me the next 5 minutes. I'll give you the floor. You can host the next 5 minutes. I just, what you're saying is too important. It's central to everything. I'm going to give you the floor when we come back. And then, like I said, we're going to get to all this other news and your calls throughout the whole next hour. Listen, we can't operate without your support. And on my soul, on my children, I am completely maxed out. I don't have all this money. The stuff you see in the news about tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions, all made up. All these other weird, crazy headlines that just sound insane. Those are put out so that you'll just think, well, this guy doesn't need support. It's total crap. It's all lies. And we have great products you need. So we went through a lot of stuff the last few years. It wasn't just supply chain breakdowns. A lot of the supplement companies we were getting great products from that had great ratings that we were using to make our products got bought up. And they would just not ship our product and mess with us. But in that process, the last year and a half, we found the actual mega suppliers who are the patriots. You know, they're like 10% of the market, but they're out there and they're listeners and they're patriots. So we've got deals to have no supply chain problems, at least until new lockdowns happen, and do a lot of other things, even lower prices. So we're able now to bring back free shipping on everything $50 or more, and all the rest of the shipping is on average 50% less. So everything under $50 is massively less in shipping, very inexpensive, great deals, and everything else above 50 is free shipping, and we're selling out of DNA Force Plus. We're selling out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We're selling out of Azobeats. We're selling out of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. We're selling out of the charcoal concentrate toothpaste and the natural tooth whitening toothpaste with no fluoride. It's all selling out. We need the funds. T-shirts are all gone. All those years T-shirts, all the back stuff, it's all gone. No T-shirts down at InfoWarsStore.com. No X2, no X3. It's hopefully coming back. The point is, this is your chance to get DNA Force Plus that actually makes your telomeres last longer and cleans out your cells and supercharges your immune system and Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all of it. Up to 60% off with promo code 1776. This stuff is very close to selling out, and on top of it, free shipping on orders above $50. That is back, InfoWarsStore.com. But Super Male Vitality, the Knockout Sleep Support, it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number three.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today. Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun via your skin helps your body produce vitamin D3.
But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.